I think it's really important to make sure that, we try to do this year as correctly as possible.
We'd like to get our feet wet, work on our third team, and work on the personnel for that.
No need to start over. Just pick back up where we left off.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
No, hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
We want to help extend the life of your vehicle. Add Z-Max Micro-Lubricant to the fuel and oil where it uses the fluids to reach internal parts. As it soaks into metal, Z-Max disperses harmful carbon buildup to help improve performance and increase fuel mileage. Buy Z-Max today at ZMAX.com or your local auto parts store.
When Kevin Harvick decided at age 47, 2023 was going to be his last season as a full-time Cup Series driver, hours and hours of thought went into making that choice. It's why Harvick told PRN when the announcement was finally made, he felt a big sense of relief.
I think it's really important to make sure that we try to do this year as correctly as possible, tell as many stories as possible throughout, you know, the different markets that we go into that might be fun for the fans and the racetracks, and just go down memory lane a little bit. So planning all of that, whether it's with special paint schemes or throwback helmets, whatever the case is, having a plan around all that has taken a lot of time.
Adding a third car for Travis Pastrana in the upcoming Daytona 500 was not just a one-off for 2311 Racing. Denny Hamlin told Bob Pockrass of Fox Sports it's also a step they need to take for if and when Kurt Busch believes he's completely over his concussion symptoms and wants to get back behind the wheel.
If Kurt decides he wants to run races, we have to be prepared for that, and we have to be prepared to field a very competitive race car. By us doing this with Travis, it allows us as a race team to build that depth. The depth that we have within our team, we're able to field a car that's going to be very competitive when that time comes for us to run a part-time entry.
Colleague Racing is also entering a third car in the 500 for their new full-time Xfinity Series driver, 20-year-old Chandler Smith. Meanwhile, NASCAR has announced Elton Sawyer has been named its Senior Vice President of Competition, replacing Scott Miller, who'll assume the newly formed role of Competition Strategist. John Probst has been promoted to NASCAR Chief Racing Development Officer.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa next March when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
Bubba Wallace and his 2311 Racing team were really rolling when the curtain closed on the 2022 Cup Series campaign. So when it comes to what they need to do this season,
I think just hit the resume button from the end of last season. No need to start over. Just pick back up where we left off. We were really, really strong to close out the season. Had a ton of speed.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers.